USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said that the process should not be accelerated for political purposes.
But a necessity, the same goes for the Senate having a robust and bipartisan amendment process on legislation of this magnitude. Our full consideration of this bill must not be choked off by any artificial timetable that our Democratic colleagues may have penciled out for political purposes. Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Texas lawmakers have called on the Biden administration to put a priority on the health and safety of the border agents on the southern border. Representative Henry Cuellar said last week that more than 80 agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have tested positive for the virus. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that those migrants who exhibit symptoms are referred to local health systems for testing and treatment. But Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd says that's not stopping the virus on the border. He tells Fox News that those infections are taking more agents out of the field and weakening border security.
That's the first thing that we face. Everybody that we take into custody, we have to assume might have COVID. And we have agents that are coming down. We've had agents that have already died due to COVID exposure. And yes, we have over 80 of our agents. Now, that's another agent. That's another 80 people that we have to take out of the field that can't be patrolling the border simply because we're being overwhelmed and the cartels are being allowed to make billions of dollars in transporting these illegal aliens that have COVID and other diseases that are coming into the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he's tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the house doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection, adding that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Senator Graham's breakthrough case is a rare one. A new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation on reported breakthrough infections showed that less than 1% of people who are fully vaccinated experienced a breakthrough infection. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Verifine Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough cases aren't unexpected, but still concerning with the Delta variant of the virus.
Breakthrough cases, when we think of vaccinations, are actually something that we can expect to see. Now, as you stated, those instances are going to be very low because we know that with vaccination, you're going to decrease the transmission of the virus. Now, what we do have on our hands is the Delta variant, which is very highly contagious. And what we have seen in instances from before of the other variants is that some people may infect maybe 2 to 3 people around them when we think of transmission and infectiousness. However, now with the Delta variant, there may be transmission for up to 5 to 9 people with someone who has the Delta variant of the COVID vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.